Jason? Jason Rogers. I hate your guts. I don't like your methods either.
So I hate the hell out of you too.
You're a goddamn bastard.
I hate you. I wish you'd go to hell.
Jason.
Goddamn son of a bastard.
You give the detective industry, yes, a bad name. And people think you're a bastard for it. I think you're a bastard.
Shut the hell up!
Jason, not to the... Bastard!
Look! If you don't like my methods, you gotta go to hell. You could go.
Get the words out of my mouth, you bastard. You remind me today.
Shut the hell up. Now, Mr. B.
Go to damn.
Shut up! Shut up!
Master!
Shut up! If you don't like my methods, goddammit, goddammit, goddammit!
Would you knock my teeth out like
goddamn you!
Damn! Rogers, you asking for it?
Goddamn you! You knocked my teeth out, you damn goddamn bastard! You goddamn son of a bitch!
I'll poke your eyes out, damn!
Kristen Doherty. Jason Rogers. Based on characters created by Tom Sinclair. Produced by Robert Holmes. Tonight's episode, Guilty Until Proven Innocent.
Act 1. Produced by John A. Parr. Written by Dudley Nichols. Directed by A. Parr Jones. People versus Jason Rogers. On the evening of July 15th, Jason Rogers allegedly killed and murdered a man by the name of John Papetrius. How do you plead, Mr. Rogers?
Not guilty.
Will the prosecution please?
Isn't it true, Rogers, that you hated this man?
Yes.
Is it not also true that you were in a heated argument with him on the night of the murder?
Might.
Might? A yes or no answer, Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Is it not also true that you yelled obscenities at him and then proceeded to shoot him? You did yell obscenities at him, didn't you?
Yes, but I didn't.
You admit to everything else, but you won't admit to shooting him.
No, I won't.
Very poor story, Mr. Jason Rogers. You've been known for your high-handed methods. Mr. Papetrius came to see you because he wanted to take you into the police station because of your high-handed and your illegitimate, illegal methods. On many of your cases, haven't you beaten up people?
That's not true!
There you go, cursing me!
No!
No control of your temper!
No!
No control.
I have a very good temper.
Sure you do.
Don't push me!
Look at him, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, cursing at me and yelling! Is this the type of man to hold his temper when faced with someone who just says he hates him? No, I say, Jason Rogers,
I'm not guilty! Somebody tried to kill me!
Jason Rogers, Act 2.
The court will now resume of the People versus Jason Rogers after a 1 week recess for Mr. Rogers to recover from his wound by the unknown assailant. Mr. Rogers resumed the stand.
All right, Rogers. So you're still not going to admit you killed him, eh?
I'll admit to nothing.
Nothing, eh? Well, I'll give you witnesses, and I'll prove that you killed him.
Right. I'm finished with this witness.
Will the attorney for Mr. Jason Rogers, the court-appointed attorney, please put on his cross-examination of Mr. Rogers?
Yes, is this the man here, sir? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I must apologize, see. I'm a new lawyer. I just graduated a few weeks ago. Yes, I came over from Russia. Yes, Russia, you see. Anyway, as I understand it, Mr. Rogers was accused of murdering a man. Is that right? Yes.
Yeah, that's
well, Mr. Rogers, I see no... Am I defending him?
Yes.
Okay, I see no reason why you should have killed the man. I do you, Mr. Rogers?
No.
See? Ladies and gentlemen of the court, Mr. Judge, and...
Are you finished with this witness?
No, just a moment. I see no reason... He says he sees no reason why you... And now for the strongest part of my defense, it's the very fact that Mr. Rogers is a... detective, yes. Now, why would a detective kill a man? Can I ask you that? You know, first of all, I have no doubt that you'll have no difficulty coming to a verdict, you see. Thank you.
I call for my next witness, Robert Frederick Laurel Dohia. Who is a witness to the murder and saw Jason Rogers shoot John Papetrius?
Jason Rogers, Act 3.
Now, you saw Rogers shoot this man.
Shoot him, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, me and my friends, boy. Well, not my friends, boy. Just some buddies, boy. Some guys.
Say, you saw Rogers take the gun and shoot him. He shot him. They were arguing previously?
Yeah, boy.
Good, that's good to hear. You see, I now have my proof. Thank you.
We were watching through the window, boy. We saw him take the gun out and kill him. It was terrible. Oh.
Very good. Thank you. Do you wish to cross-examine?
I don't think so. Do I?
If you wish.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yes. Sir. Are you absolutely sure that you saw... Wow, you call me a liar, boy? No, sir, no. But I'm just saying, you're not... What are you laughing at, Mr. Rogers? You're out of job. Well, I'm just saying you're not on very friendly terms with the truth. Wow, damn spent words. Please, sir. Mr. Judge, I think I've said about all that I can say.
All right, that's good enough. Call for my next witness, Mr. Felix McGowan.
He couldn't make it, so I'm his daughter, John McGowan.
Well, Miss McGowan, I
saw a murder, everyone!
You and your father were together? When he saw it?
Shut up and look! Let me do the talking!
All right, just tell in your own words what happened.
Well, see, I was passing by, and I was was mugging all these people with my new switchblade I got for my birthday. With the double knife, you know?
Yes, I understand.
It was so funny.
What was?
It was so funny how he killed him.
Funny? You calling murder funny?
Oh, I calling you funny.
Just tell what you saw. Well, and don't give me your thoughts, please.
I brought along my water pistol to show you. And I'll show you exactly how he shot him. He put the gun up to his head like I'm doing now with the water pistol.
Yes.
And he went...
Jason Rogers, Act 4.
Well, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't said anything. Mr. Rogers, doesn't seem to have run his comments. I don't mean to dispute this friendly fellow here, this
me boy.
Yes, but his story wasn't very convincing, and I think that Mr. Rogers' story was maybe convincing, eh?
Yeah, I can't give opinions.
Anyone else want to give an opinion?
I do.
Yes, sir.
I do. After this grisly crime, you're going to continue. He must have done it. He knew that she'd give evidence against him, so he switched the gun on her, so that she died. Oh, how horrible!
I suppose so. No, Mr. Rogers wouldn't do that.
I have something to say.
Well, go ahead,
who
sir.
Are you?
My name is Jim Stadden. That's not his name. Mr. Rogers is innocent. He is. I swear to God, he is. Shut the hell up. I was walking along beside the house, and I saw...
Quiet, Chipgrown. This is most of them here. Regular.
I don't care what you say, son. Just let the man continue.
Thank you, Judge. Son of a bastard. I was walking along. I saw this man take aim with a gun through the window. It was a man. One of the men in this room.
What is this? What are you talking about?
One of the men. I saw him take aim. And I know this man very well. Who?
Yeah, who?
I'll tell you later. But I saw this man take aim with his gun, aimed it towards the murdered victim's head, and shoot, and he fell down dead. Yes, I know who the person is.
Boy, don't ever move. Don't ever move, boy. That's all covered. Now,
you?
Yeah, me, boy.
I'm going to be leaving this courtroom
now.
Get
this on tape, Joe.
Yeah, my confession, I might as well confess to clear...
He's confessing, he's making a statement.
Quiet. Shut up, bastard. To clear my good name. You see, actually, it might have been murder, but it was murder with a cause, boy, as I tell you.
Now, from what I heard out the window, boy, Petrius was telling Rogers that he was a crooked cop. But talk about crooked cops, boy, that bastard. I tell you one thing. See, he busted me on a charge for smoking pot about a year ago, boy. And he's been blackmailing me ever since, see, because I don't want my family to know about it, you see. And, I followed him to Roger's house, and I was listening at the window. And then I finally got so sick of hearing that bastard lying that I just whipped out my gun and shot him, boys. And that's the truth, and, I was going to let Rogers take the blame for it, but, you see, it's just that, What about the girl? Why? Why did you switch guns on her?
Well, I knew that she saw me, but, you see,
That story doesn't hold together.
What?
What do you mean?
Well, see, I was just about to confess, but,
wanted to wait till a more appropriate moment?
Yeah, that's it, boy.
Give me that gun.
But you gotta
give me that gun!
You gotta let me go.
You're gonna go to that gas chamber.
If
mad murderer.
If I don't give you the gun, I go to jail.
You're gonna die
In the gas chamber, bastard!
I'd rather die here.
Looks like you're free, Mr. Rogers. Free of murder. Spin Jason Rogers. Copyright 1971 by ACD Productions Incorporated. Starring Christian Doherty, with Jack Rosen and Ron Nielsen. Taped at the ACD Studios in New York City. Jason Rogers and LA Production. An ACD LA joint production.
Assassin's third episode, first season, man.